All right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. It's 12 noon, June 1st, Monday at killradio.org, bikesportradio.us. I'm Brad House, where we feature the sport of competitive cycling, and we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Okay, the last couple of weeks, we had a lot of state championships going on throughout Southern California. We've also got upcoming events, and in the studio today, our guest, Arden from Adobo Velo. He'll talk about Adobo Velo, one of the local bike clubs. And right now, let's go to our state championship race results.
All right. The Southern California Nevada State Championships. Individual time trial results. We've got in the men's category 1 and 2 pros. Your winner from California Giant Berry Farms and Specialized with a time of 48.47. That's Mark Santerbain. For the men's category 3, your winner from PAA Remax, Shane Bussey. Category 4, individual time trial winner, Joe Galloway, riding for Yokel Ranch Sierra Bicycle Works. In the Masters, 35-39 time trial. Your new champion from Amgen Giant Masters, Gustavo Corona. Masters 30-34 individual time trial. Your new champion from Platinum Performance Cycling Team, Gary Deauville. In the Masters 40-44 individual time trial champion, Bike Religion's Pat Caro. Masters 45-49, your new champion from Paul Tracy, Louis Amelbrow. In the Masters 50-54 individual time trial, new state champion, Amgen Giant Masters, Keith Ketterer. In the Masters 55-59, Team Showair, David Holt is your new state champion. Masters 60-64, state champion from Cycles Veloci, Kenny Fuller. In the individual women's 45-49, your new state champion, Showair Sonance, Maura Gandhi. The pro women, category 1 and 2, state champion, Cycles Veloci, Ruth Clements. Women's category 3, state champion, individual time trial, Team Hammer Nutrition, Julie Kaplan. In the women's 30-34, your state champion is Courtney Hale. Women's ages 35-39, South A Wheelman's Sarah Matties. Category 4 women's individual time trial state champion, Team Rancho's Marlo Stoutenberg. In the women's 40-44, your new state champion, Team Rancho's Anchi Hines. In the women's 45-49, your new state champion, Showair Sonnets, Maura Gandhi. Women's 50-54, state champion, Leader by Canary, Lenita Anthony. In the tandem men's 110-plus category, Edge Racing's Fritz Tomasello was your captain. And David Prechtel, also with Edge Racing. Men's 70-plus tandem state champions, James Wisnera and Kurt Broadhog. In the tandem men 90-plus, your new state champions, Jeffrey Morton and Thomas Riley, riding for PAA Remax Realty. In the tandem women 90-plus, your new state champions, Jill Gass and Sonia Ross, riding for Calra Bellanova Women's cycling team. In the tandem women 70-plus, Julie Kutz and Colleen Knutson, Colavita Vegas. In the time trial tandem mixed 90-plus, your winners Tara Unverzocht and Brad House. Tandem mixed 70-plus, your new state champions Claude Eisenbert and Allison Cutler. And in the tandem mixed 110-plus, your new state champions Velo Allegro's Laura Lindgren and Alan Crawford. All right, we also had the Masters State Criterium Championships. And we've got a number of new winners in the State Criterium Championships for Masters, starting with the ages 60-plus. From South Bay Wheelman, Bruce Steele. Age 55-plus, Masters, the UC Cyclery's Dale Ludke. In the Masters 50-plus, Showair Sonance, Evan Tesk is your new state champion. Masters 45-plus, Schroeder Iron, BGM Sports, Burt Glennon. And Burt Glennon doing a two-time state champion win. The Masters 40-plus, also won by Burt Glennon. The Masters 35-plus, new state champion, Amgen Giant Masters, Anthony Galvin. In the Masters 30-plus, your new state champion, riding for Kahala Lagrange, Adam Livingston. And in the Masters State Criterium Women's Masters 45-plus, Helen's Cannondale, Pam Schuster. And in the Masters State Criterium Champion, your new champion for Aqua AL2, San Diego Bike Club, and the women's 35-plus, Simone Morissette.
All right, congratulations to all our new state champions throughout Southern California. We chatted with one of our state champions, actually one of our riders out there, Todd. Let's go to that now. We had a little interview with him.
Bike Sport Radio. We're here with Todd Darley, and we're going on the radio in 2 weeks. You want to say hi to Bike Sport Radio? How'd you do today?
I don't know. The results aren't posted. I think I probably got third.
All right. Medalist. Podium. Cool. That was Masters, right?
45-plus, yeah.
45-plus. Cool. Synergy Cycles. Still waiting for results here. Brad House at Bike Sport Radio. The SCNC Time Trial Championships. This is the individual time trial. I'm here with...
I also got a chance to chat with... new state champion Sarah Mattis from South Bay Wheelman.
The SCNC Time Trial Championships. This is the individual time trial. I'm here with Sarah Mattis. How you doing, Sarah?
Doing good, thanks.
What category did you race, and how do you think you did? Individual or?
Individual. Masters women's 35-39. I think I did pretty good. It was a thin field.
Mm-hmm. Different conditions this year than last. Last year I think it was a little bit windier and... colder, I think, for a while, but this year almost no wind, at least during the race.
Well, it felt wind on the two front straights.
Right.
A nice back straight had a nice tailwind.
Yeah.
Definitely helped.
Yeah. How about the little hill climb that in the back? Well, a bump. It's not really a hill climb. It's a short bump. What did you think of that?
I thought with the tailwind it was a lot of fun. Nice to have something else in there.
Yeah. Wasn't that weird? You get on there and you start going uphill and your speed picks up. We're like, what's this? It's because of the tailwind. All right. Good job with the race. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, Sarah Mattis. Got some more results for you from the Barry Wolf Grand Prix.
On Sunday, May 24th, the Barry Wolf Grand Prix took place. The women's category threes and fours in third place. Edna Fuzesi, Bicycle John Serious Cycling. In second place from Echelon Santa Barbara, Summersby Jenkins. And your winner from IE Bikes, Carol Nix. In the women's pro race in third place, Proman Hit Squad's Nicole Brandt. Second place going to Helen's Cannondale, Pam Schuster. And your winner from Vonderkitten Racing, Jennifer Wilson. In the men's category 3 at the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. In third place, Salvador Maciel. Picking up second place from Sportgenics Squadra Ofest, Brett Harnish. And your winner from Salazar Construction, Steven Salazar. In the men's pro, Barry Wolf Grand Prix. In fifth place, Kahala Lagrange, Brandon Gritters. Fourth place, Aqua L2, San Diego Bike Club's Andrew Salcedo. In third place, BMC Racing's Tony Cruz. And in second place, Rock Racing's Sterling Magnell. And your winner from Rock Racing, Rahsaan Bahati.
All right, we got a chance to chat with one of the winners out there, Category 4 winner. His name is Ben. And he won the Barry Wolf Grand Prix in the Cat 4s. Let's go to that now.
We're here at the Barry Wolf Memorial Grand Prix, and we're congratulating Ben Barthel. Category what?
4.
Category 4, winner of the race. How did it go? How'd you feel during the race?
I felt pretty good. Didn't think I'd win because I was actually leading it out on the back stretch, but...
Wow, it's windy back there, too.
Yeah.
Did you get any preams, too, or anything?
No, I didn't. Stacked it all trying to win. Yeah, no preams.
Cool. It was a big field, too. How about any close calls or anything, or breakaways? Anything, what happened out there was exciting?
We got in a kind of four-man break right off the start, but didn't really work. Got caught after a couple laps. And then in the last lap, someone went right at the bell, and I went with him, and I was off the front, and I got
nice.
Caught. That's when I, and then I somehow got back into the lead out.
Nice.
And
good recovery.
First.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you got a good recovery from that. You must have a faster recovery than the rest of the guys. Get caught and then still win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job with the race, too. Ben Barthel, Echelon, Santa Barbara, Barry Wolf Grand Prix, Bike Sport Radio.
All right, Ben Barthel. You're listening to Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. Our phone number at the studio is 213-252-0998. Again, that's 213-252-0998. More excitement going on. The Barry Wolf Grand Prix Masters Cycle League. This was round 5. The home team, Amgen Giant Masters, stormed the Barry Wolf Grand Prix at Woodland Hills on May 24th as a huge wave of blue washed into Woodland Hills, and the Amgen Giant Masters team scored 22 points on their home turf event right there in Woodland Hills. It started with lucky number 666, Gustavo Corona, picking up the first points preem about a third of the way into the race. And then vicious attacks were continuously thrown down by Helens and Ironfly Racing, as well as Kahala Lagrange, who responded to Amgen's preem win with a win of its own by Aaron Gadia. So they picked up 2 preem points for the Masters Cycle League. And then an unusual field finish with no breakaways surviving, the entire field was actually just blown away by a huge, big blue wave of Amgen Giant Masters as Thurlo Rogers and Christy Markey gave the lead out to Randall Coxworth and Anthony Galvin for an Amgen 1-2 victory, first and second. Kahala Lagrange, Ironfly, Helens, and Showair, they all rode in to score a few points, making the top 8 as well, and Showair Sonance maintains its overall lead with 47 points. Amgen Giant Masters now moving into second place with 37 points, and very close behind with 35 points now in third place, 8th Wonder Helens Racing. In fourth place, Ironfly Racing with 23 points. Fifth place, Kahala Lagrange with 10 points. And in sixth place right now, Synergy Cycles Racing with 6 MCL points. The Masters Cycle League continues at the end of June, and we'll have upcoming events shortly. We've got a few sounds from the Masters Cycle League. Very exciting team competition going on there. Some preems, and let's go to some of those now.
All right, attention riders. This is our first Masters Cycle League. 2-point preem, 2-point preem, 2 points to the leader of the next lap. 2 points to the leader of the next lap for Masters Cycle League only. Masters Cycle League, point preem, 2 points to the leader of the next lap. And I see Showair already on the course up the road there, looking to secure their lead. They're already in the lead with 43 points over 8th Wonder Helens with 34 points. And Ironfly in third place with 18 points. Amgen Giant Masters with 15 points. But we saw Amgen charging hard on Showair there for our first 2 points preem. Synergy Cycles in fifth place with 6 MCL team points. And in sixth place with 2 points, Kahala Lagrange, Westwood. Okay, attention riders, Masters Cycle League, Masters Cycle League, 2 points to the leader next lap for Masters Cycle League only.
Masters Cycle League points. 2 points. 2 points to the leader of the next lap for Masters Cycle League only. Masters Cycle League points preem coming up next lap. This will be the final points preem of today's MCL race. Round four at the 19th annual Barry Wolf Grand Prix. Masters Cycle League competition going on right now. Okay, here is the call. 2 points, a two-point preem for Masters Cycle League. Who's going to pick up the 2 points? Woo! Big old gap. Velo Club Lagrange, good going there. Aaron Gadilla, Kahala Lagrange. So that puts them up to 4 points in the Masters Cycle League. Aaron Gadilla. Here they are, the final call. Amgen Giant Masters, 1, 2, 3, all over the front. Blue. It is Blue Day today. Amgen Giant Masters, 6:05. Unofficially, Randall Coxworth picking off the win. And I think an Amgen Giant may have held in there for second place as well. In a 1-2 punch by Amgen Giant Masters.
That was the final call.
Up in the ranks in the Masters Cycle League.
Randall Coxworth.
35 plus.
We got a chance to chat with Randall.
Grand Prix.
Here's an interview with Randall right here.
Tour Radio, we're here with the Masters Cycle League winner. Tell us your name.
Randall Coxworth.
Randall Coxworth, yeah. When we saw you guys come out of last turn, it was blue all over the front. And had a perfect lineup or what?
Yeah, well, we took over with about two laps to go, and then we saved Thurlow to come through after the bell, and Thurlow took us for about a half a lap. And then at about 32, 33 miles an hour, and then DeMarkey took over with two turns to go, and then Chris DeMarkey took us from there and put us into the just right into the start of the final turn.
Chris is riding really strong this year, so perfect lead out and everything. And then your teammate, somebody got second to...
Anthony Gavin got second.
Nice.
And we've been sort of watching it. Anthony was either going to be the setup or the guard, so he decided to be a guard today.
Yeah, that's 16 points for you guys. I think that might have moved you up as close as third. I'm not sure. Maybe you even passed third. So.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where we're at on the MCL.
Yeah, we'll sort that out in a little while. Masters Cycle A. Good job. Amgen Giant Masters Bike Sport Radio.
All right, we got a chance to chat with the promoter also, Steve Burton. Steve Burton, big thank you to him for putting on a great race out there at the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. Let's go to Steve now and see what he had to say.
And now we're here with Steve Burton, the promoter of the 19th annual Barry Wolf Memorial Grand Prix. How's it going, Steve?
It's going great. How you doing?
Good, good. Excellent day out here. It's nice and clear and sunny and everything. How's the race been going for you so far?
Race is going good. A couple more crashes than I'd normally like to see, but... Everybody seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, that's Criterium Racing. So you're here like, dark 30, has some ungodly time in the morning, I take it?
Up at 4, down here about 5.
Oh.
Wow. And we're in the middle of the Category 3 races. The fields have been good size fields and some good racing out here. So what else is going on? Any notable racers here?
I'm hoping to see the Rock team show up for the pro race.
Yeah.
So we'll see them. But, no, as the day's gone along, the racing's gotten better and safer and more,
We have Masters World Champion Thurlow Rogers out here today, too. It's always good to see him.
Thurlow's been here every year except maybe 1 year.
Wow.
19 years. I think he missed 1 year.
So this race is in honor of Barry Wolf. Tell us a little bit about Barry Wolf.
Well, Barry was a kind of a patron, actually, to Thurlow and Roy Nickman and other local riders here, and helped them. He started one of the people who started the Hollywood Wheelman, and one of the founders of the world famous See Me Ride about 45 years ago. And he's lived here locally, and was a friend of mine. I met him like a bunch of other people met him out on a ride somewhere, and he's an older guy, and I thought I can go kick his fanny and.
Surprise!
Once we got through the Chatsworth Lake area and he was waiting for me, we kind of struck up a conversation, yeah. Friendship that lasted several years. And his youngest son Gary is a good racer. He's racing the fours and the 30 plus these days. So he's been trying to win races out here for a few years, and he's just been narrowly missing. He just narrowly missed today.
Nice. So Gary Wolf carrying on the tradition and the Wolf tradition, the son. Continuing with the racing. Did he has something to do with Fast Friday? Or?
Yeah, Gary, I think Gary's one of the people that actually started Fast Friday.
Which,
like a lot of teams or clubs, a group of guys get together for normal training rides, and they say, hey, let's start our own team. So Fast Friday's based out of the kind of the Agoura Hills, Westlake area, and they've got a bunch of riders now. And Fast Friday, along with Team VRC, are the two sponsoring clubs for this event.
All right. Good. Race is going good. All right. Thanks. Anything you want to add, Steve? Or,
No, just want to thank all the racers again for coming out here every year and doing the race, and it's good to see them. We'll see them again next year.
Okay, cool. Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. Thanks, Steve.
All right. The Barry Wolf Grand Prix. Steve Burton, big thanks to him and Team VRC, Fast Friday, and all the volunteers at the Barry Wolf Memorial Grand Prix. Okay, we got some interesting stuff from the Encino Velodrome, the Far West Match Sprint, one of the sprints going on here. Let's go to that.
So in the bronze medal round, we have Ben Stern, Team Roaring Mouse, and Maurice Monhay, San Jose Bicycle Club, Sugar CRM. The official instructions have been given. And our competitors are rolling out.
If you would like to see an exciting
Maurice
bike race,
track,
go check out
track.
Track racing, encinovelodrome.org.
As they come rolling out of the first turn.
Cat and mouse game here. Two riders on the road at a time on the track. Match sprinting.
And, Maurice sporting the tri-spoke and disc. Ben opting for the wire hoops.
Here they go.
So far, very tactical. Both riders, their eyes glued on each other as they go into the second turn in the 30-degree banking of the Encino Velodrome.
Neither sprinter wants to take the lead in a match sprint, so got to listen up and see what happens here. They're both riding real slow, just watching the other rider,
Maurice,
as Al calls it.
Moving up and down, and Ben now slowly with a big burn, two laps out. And looking around, he's got a little bit of a gap on the backstretch. Still a gap. Ben Stern leading. As they come through, they're going to get the bell signifying one lap, 250 meters remaining. And it's still Ben Stern leading out. Maurice Monhay. Monhay unable to respond to Ben Stern's attack and the speed that he's being able to maintain. But now it's getting a little bit closer as they come down to the backstretch. It's Stern and Monhay. Monhay and Stern, they're coming closer into the turn. Stern still with the lead as they come down the home stretch. Does he have enough to hold it on? And he takes the first of three rides, Ben Stern.
All right, good call, Al. That was the match sprints, Far West Track Championships at the Encino Velodrome. We've got also what's called this really cool race called the Chariot Race, and you got to hear this. This is a one-lap race where you have holders hold you on the bike. You start from a standstill. Now, talk about leg burn, but it's one lap only, the Chariot. Listen to the call on the Masters 30-plus Chariot as we go to Al at the Encino Velodrome on Fixed Gear Fever.
Okay. Everybody's ready? All right, here it comes, your countdown, Masters 30-plus Chariot Race. And it's Quinn Hatfield at an early lead, dropping all of his competitors. It's Richard Kim and York Stoffel trying to get on terms, and Igor Thompson with him, and then Richard Kim's coming on really fast, but it's Quinn Hatfield off the front. It's only one lap, and does he have enough to hold it on? And he does! It's Quinn Hatfield!
All right, great call, Al, at the Encino Velodrome. That was Fixed Gear Fever, the Masters 30-plus Chariot. Okay, what's next? We've got more results. The Masters Cycle League, we've already reported on that. Let's go to state champion. We had a chance to chat with state champion Bert Glennon. He's now a two-time state champion, but also a world champion cyclist. This guy's awesome. Let's go to Bert Glennon here.
We're here with Bert Glennon, world champion at the Masters State Criterium Championships. Bert, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good today, mate. Everything's going pretty well. I've had a couple of good rides. The team's riding well.
Yeah, new state champion. Which race did you just win?
We won the 45s, and then we backed it up with a 40s. So a good day.
Very good. Nice. How was it? How did it feel? Good?
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good day. I liked it being overcast because I've been racing in the heat. So
right.
A lot easier on the body.
Was it a field sprint? Or?
Yeah, both came back to field sprints. So
cool.
Good day.
Good job with the race. Good luck in your next race, too.
Thanks very much, mate. Have a good
Thank
day.
You.
All right, Bert Glennon, state champion, two-time state champion and world champion cyclist. All right, Paramount Grand Prix, the Masters State Criterium Championships. That's where that event was held. We got a chance to talk to one of the Paramount promoters and coaches out there. His name's Ken. Let's see what
We're
Ken had to
say.
We're
here with Paramount Grand Prix State Masters Criterium Championships. And how's it going so far? What's your name?
My name's Ken.
Ken, are you the president or director of the race today? Or
No, I'm a coach. I'm a coach that sponsors the Paramount racing team.
Very
and
good.
So I'm kind of here to watch my boys do their best. And so things so far are looking pretty good. Great turnout. And day's good for cycling. Not too hot. And got some good fans here, so things are going pretty well.
Right, yeah, some celebrity turnouts. I saw Thurlow Rogers, yep. World champion Bert Glennon.
Right.
What did he do? He won, huh?
Right, he did. Brennan won, and Thurlow got third, I think. Third or fourth in one race.
Right.
So pretty close to the front.
All right. And then we got men's pro coming up and another amateur category, right, or something? Or
yeah, men's pro coming at 3:40 and be for 75 minutes on the clock.
Any notables there in the men's pro, as you know, that are signed up?
I have not looked at the list. I'm waiting to see the final, I think they'll sell out. I think they'll have a max entry of probably 100 to 125 riders. So
yeah, that's great, Ken.
When I see the final entries, I'm going to take a look and see who's there.
Okay.
There'll be some good people. No doubt about that.
All right. Paramount Racing, good job with the race. Thanks for putting it on.
No problem. Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio.
Thanks for coming.
All right. Hey, if you like what you're hearing out here at Bike Sport Radio, be sure and check us out online at killradio.org. We are a nonprofit association, and we always need your help. You can donate online at killradio.org. Click on PayPal, click Pay Now, give us $20, $25, $5, whatever you got out there. Times are tough, and it affects us all. And we're here to put bike racing on the map at Bike Sport Radio. So give us any donation you can afford at killradio.org. We're on alternate Mondays at noon, and you can visit our website at bikesportradio.us. Again, bikesportradio.us. Our phone number is 213-252-0998. And we've got some fun stuff going on here. We've got a couple more interviews to go through. State champion Lee and Dean Marvin, they won the tandem. Let's go to them now.
So we're here with the SCNC State Time Trial Championships, and I'm here with Lee Marvin. Want to say hello to Bike Sport Radio? How'd your race go?
Very, very well.
Yeah.
And we did a personal best, under 55 minutes.
Woohoo!
So we're very happy.
Two-person tandem, that was you and your husband.
110 plus.
At 110 plus. Okay. All right. What did you think of the conditions today?
Actually, not too bad. I think last year was windier.
Last year was windier, huh?
Last year was windier.
Yeah. Good weather.
I think
these
conditions were pretty much like the first year we did this, more like 2006.
All right. New champions in the 110 plus, Dean and Lee Marvin. Congratulations. Good race.
The old folks. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, the Masters. That was a tandem time trial. Lee and Dean Marvin. Married man-woman, mixed tandem time trial. Some more interviews of real racers. This one's from the Barry Wolf Grand Prix.
Today with four-time state champion Brad House at the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. May 24th in the San Fernando Valley. It's just starting to warm up. And Brad House has completed his Masters 50 race and has decided to do a second race. So, Brad, what did you do right and wrong in the first race, and what are you going to do different this time?
Well, I'm still high from yesterday's win, so I rode totally overconfident, and I went off the front with Langley, and me and Langley had seven to go, and we went for some premiums
I actually won the preem first, and he got on my wheel, and a third guy tried to join us, and we said, hey, they're gone, let's go. So we went, and then they rang the bell, five to go. It's like, yeah, let's keep going. So we dropped one guy, and it was just me and Langley. And I focused as best as I could, and Langley wasn't as strong as me, and so he helped as best as he could, but that was it. The pack was charging, so...
So what are you going to do differently in this next race, the 45-plus?
Oh, I don't know. This is so much faster race. The Masters 45 is the toughest Masters field in Southern California. And thank God I've got a teammate now. Don Denegal's just joined, coming aboard Penn CC. And I'm working for him today in this race because I'm a little tired. I'm riding strong, but I'm tired. I'm riding conservatively. Don't hold me to that, though. We'll see what happens.
So Don is Levi and you're Lance?
Oh, come on, please. I'm not Lance. But thank you for the vote of confidence. Are we on the radio?
Okay, and after
Bike Sport Radio.
And after the race, we'll be sure to get a post-race interview.
Oh.
This is Bike Sports Radio at the Barry Wolf Grand Prix in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay. Do I get to toot my own horn here now? I haven't done this too much yet, but I did actually win the state championships also myself, Brad House, the third time in a row in the mixed tandem, man and woman. So, let's move on to upcoming events. Upcoming events on June 5th, the Friday night series, race series at the Velodrome. That's the ADT Velodrome, lavelodrome.org for full details, and also June 13th and 14th, the Southern California and Nevada Masters State Track Championships. That will be in Carson at the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. Visit lavelodrome.org. Go out and watch these races. It'll really inspire you. Track racing's great spectator sport. It's awesome. You can see the entire race unfold right before you. These tracks are very small. The ADT Center's 250, right, Arden? Yeah, 250 meters. Going to Arden, our guest here in the studio. He's almost ready to talk. Anticipating this. Coming up on June 6th, the Summer Sessions Omniums and Madisons presented by Laura Barr. That's next Saturday, June 6th at the Encino Velodrome. Racing starts at 4 p.m. with juniors, women, and masters 40+. There'll be Madison Racing, too, and Madison is this incredibly awesome choreographed two-person team racing where one person at a time is racing. And your partner's just kind of coasting around the track. And you actually grab hands in exchange by doing a sling, throwing your partner into the fray there, into the attack. Hopefully not throwing them onto the tarmac, but the Madison, starting at 6 p.m. That's an incredible race to watch at the Encino Velodrome. 6:30, racing starts for Masters 50+, 60+, beginners, Cat 3-4s, and pro men and women. Visit EncinoVelodrome.org for all those details. Also on June 6th, in Bakersfield, the Masters State Road Race Championships. On June 7th, also in Bakersfield, same course, the next day, the Elite State Road Race Championships. This is produced by Kern Wheelman. Again, state championship road races for both Masters and Elite racers. Visit kernwheelman.org. That's K-E-R-N, kernwheelman.org. On June 13th, the Juniors State Criterium Championships is being held in Ontario. Junior State Criterium Champs. Visit scnca.org for all those details. Also June 13th and 14th for you off-roaders, Stump Grinder Dirt Club opens up its summer series with cross-country, downhill, and dual slalom mountain bike racing up in the Santa Ynez Valley. Really gorgeous place up there by Solvang. For those of you bike riders, you all know about Solvang and the infamous and awesome riding Solvang has to offer in that same area, the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Summer Series. Visit ridesb.com for all details on that. And on Saturday, June 20th, the Bicycle Johns Grand Prix in Glendale. Criterium racing in the industrial area of Glendale, produced by Bicycle Johns. Visit bicyclejohnsgrandprix.com. On Sunday, June 21st, Round 5 of the Masters Cycle League continues with the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix in downtown San Pedro, overlooking the water and the port of Los Angeles. This is an awesome course with a technical climb, a little chicane, and a really, really long drag strip to the finish line. There's going to be live music, hip-hop dancing. There's going to be a cruiser bike drawing. And those of you that enter the race, you're automatically entered into the drawing for the cruiser bike by 3G Bikes. And the Elite Bike Palace Men's Pro 1-2 category is at 3 o'clock. $2,500 cash prize list. We've also got free youth racing for ages 10 and under right after the Masters Cycle League MCL race. And that's going to be at 2 o'clock p.m. Race winners' jerseys will be awarded by Animal Custom Wear. That's the San Pedro Grand Prix, the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Full details at masterscycleleague.com or backontrackproductions.com. All right, so we've got real racers out there. We've got a lot of real happenings. We've got the holiday ride. We had a chance to interview one of the stage and announcing people that support bike racing out here, Ralph Elliott with MGE Racing. Let's see what Ralph Elliott had to say.
So I'm here with Ralph Elliott, a fixture. Yeah, I'm done. You want to say hi to Bike Sport Radio, Ralph? How you doing?
Bike Sport Radio, oh, we're doing okay. You know, it's a long day, but it's going to be all right.
Yeah, the life of an announcer. Tell us about it. You got here this morning when?
Oh, dark 30. Which is mean it's still dark. It's still night. It's still... When I go eat breakfast, there's all the people who are still just getting out of the nightclubs, and I'm just starting my day.
Oh, cool. So it's you and the drunks out on the roads, right?
It is.
Right.
And then we set the thing up. It takes like 2.5 hours by myself, and then a few people help. And then we call the races all day. Have to be happy, cheerful, even when we sometimes aren't feeling that way. And then we got to tear it all down, and then I got to drive back down to San Diego.
That's right. We're here in Woodland Hills, so that's a long drive for you today. All right.
Yeah, it's about 150 miles, but the good thing is, since it's a three-day weekend, tonight's not bad at all.
Right.
And so the traffic will be horrendous tomorrow.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Ralph Elliott, MGE Racing, Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And on Memorial Day, there was also the infamous holiday ride. This is one of those pickup rides that we often talk about here at Bike Sport Radio, where a bunch of people just get together and do a training ride. This one goes up Mandeville Canyon, meeting at the Kettle Restaurant in Manhattan Beach, corner of Highland and Manhattan Beach Boulevard, 8 a.m. Every holiday they meet there, the holiday ride. Got some live footage from that.
Okay, this is Bike Sport Radio here. You're on San Vicente Boulevard. We're on the holiday ride, the Memorial Day holiday ride. We're coming at you live. Green light, we're going, and we're rolling up San Vicente, about 200 people, one of the infamous pickup rides, the holiday ride. All year round, we leave at 8 a.m. from the Kettle Restaurant, corner of Highland and Manhattan Beach Boulevard. Newman!
Newman.
As you can see, a lot of people know me, and we'll be coming back at you on Bike Sport Radio on the holiday ride. I'm Brad House.
All right, that was the holiday ride on Mandeville Canyon in Westwood. So we've got a guest today in the studio. We're going to go to him right now. And Arden, could you pronounce your name, Arden?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me get you mic'd up here. Hold on. All right, check.
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, you can pronounce it as Arendang.
Arendang. Okay, cool.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. Thanks for coming. You found the studio, no problem, here in glorious downtown Koreatown in Los Angeles. So Arden is a you just recently been elected president of Adobo Velo. Tell us about Adobo Velo a little bit, though, and what is it, and how did it form? And
Yeah. Adobo Velo, actually, the name just it was really hard to make up the name or to find the perfect name for the club. Before, mm-hmm. it was, I think, Ciclista Phil Am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
okay.
Nothing written down or anything like that. I mean,
right.
No groups or anything. And then we started thinking about having a Yahoo group. Because okay. Everybody was confused. You know, okay, where are we going to be riding? What time? Or, you know, where is it going to be? So, after that, someone came up with a name, Adobo Velo.
Must have let their stomach do the talking.
Probably. Must be hungry at that time.
Yeah. What's adobo?
Adobo. Oh, yeah. So that's a certain type of food, a Filipino food. You know, it can be pork, chicken, or beef, or whatever. You know.
It's the way it's prepared then, or something?
Yeah,
or
no? Yeah, with okay. Vinegar and soy sauce, salt and pepper, those kind
that
of things.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We're at the lunch hour here. I'm getting hungry now. So let's move on to the club. So
yeah.
So the club was a bunch of guys and friends, and so what happened then?
Yeah, from that we wanted to have a jersey. We needed to have an identity in a way. We want to go out on rides. We love Centuries. At that time, it's mostly Century rides. And then I think there was a few who did a lot of crits, I think, at that time. So, yeah, from that point on, I mean, we just started. It just grew. From that, just the Yahoo group. I mean, the website wasn't even there yet. So it just grew from there.
Okay, cool. So just a way to get people in touch with each other using the power of the internet out there.
Yes. It's a big help.
Did you have a specific role then in formation of the club, or what was your role?
At first, I think it was about 2 years ago when Ben Aragon, he was the one who created the Yahoo group, and then he promoted me as the moderator.
Oh, okay.
That's how it started anyway. So organizing stuff and whatever, you know.
So Ben would be considered one of the founding members,
and you
would be considered a founding member. How many founding members would you like consider?
At that time, maybe about 20 people, 30 people.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's all scattered all over L.A. too.
Right.
So it was kind of hard to get everybody on board.
And how many members do you guys have now at Adobo Velo?
From last year, what we recorded was about 80 members locally. Yahoo group is about 250 members worldwide.
Wow. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Bike club. Do you have a guidelines or a mission statement or anything specific that you're working towards or anything? Or?
Well, because of the type of riders we have, mostly recreational riders. I mean, from people who are working, professionals. In a way, right now, it's a matter of getting together, have fun, that kind of thing. We're building it up. The club's about 4 years old now, and we're working into that.
Okay. Yeah, we're here at Bike Sport Radio, and we support racing and sport cycling as well. Sport cycling is the wannabe racers or the ones that want to do the century rides, the fun rides. Fundraising rides, you guys do some fundraising rides too?
Yes, we do have Tour de France.
Tour de France?
Yeah.
Tell us about the Tour de France. Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, Tour de France, our director, his name is Francis Ignacio. He does a lot of ultra centuries, long rides, like the 508, the Furnace Creek 508. A lot of 400s, 200s, 300s, whatever, you know, just the long rides. So I guess he's been out in the hills, and he knows the roads, you know, any hidden sites out there. And he thought about, well, let's go and have some fun, you know. Let's just gather everybody up and go out for a ride. Let's say, let's mark it as a century ride, a 100-miler. And then it started from there. Then next thing you know, it's four times a year, or sometimes it's a different type of ride, too, like the Fargo Hill Climb, one of the shortest.
Okay, so Francis like picks out an existing ride out there and says we're going to count this as part of Adobo Velo's Tour de France, right? Or something.
He would set a date for that and gather everything up, everything that's needed.
Right, and then you post the dates on the website, the club website. Do you guys keep times or score times or anything?
That's a hard thing to do. We tried that before. We even had, I think it was last year over at Castaic, we even have a trophy. The first rider who's back in, those kind of things, you know. The
last rider too, maybe the last rider trophy. You've got a flat inner tube trophy or something. That's really cool. And these are posted at Adobo Velo. What's your website?
Yeah, it's adobovelo.com.
Adobovelo.com,
yeah.
Okay.
So the big ride is on December. Usually it's the first Saturday of December, which is Castaic. I think we love that very much, so we ended up doing that every year.
Castaic Lake. Okay, that's up towards Santa Clarita. Do you ride there from Los Angeles? Or?
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, we start from there, so everybody drives up there.
Okay.
And there's a park.
Castaic Park.
Yeah,
right.
Castaic Park. And everybody goes there.
So you meet there, and then what's the route? Does it go up like Bokeh Canyon or
it
Acton?
It goes
or,
out Lake Hughes Road. Is that right? I'm not sure
Lake
about
Hughes,
the road.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and then goes out to, there's like three lakes in there somewhere. And then all the way out and then back again. 50 miles out and then 50 miles back.
Wow. That's all hilly, too.
Yeah,
very
big hills.
Now, in December, you're kind of flirting with the weather, maybe a little bit in California.
Yes,
you guys have some epic rides
stories
you want to tell about?
Yes.
Yeah,
just like what we had last year, or let's say 2 years ago, actually. And it was raining. The weather wasn't really cooperating like a week before. But that day, it somewhat cleared up. Well, it's still cloudy in a way, but it was still really cold. And I don't know, like noontime, It was still freezing. It didn't matter. It was cold all the way through. Everybody thought about, oh, we can warm up, you know. It didn't happen. 100 miles later, they're back. They're still chilling.
Yeah, that's epic. Yeah, bike riding goes on rain or shine, obviously. I mean, we're not – this isn't baseball, you know. You get a drop of water on the ground. Oh, calling the game. No. We're real tough out
yeah.
here.
Yeah, once it's set, yeah, it's a go.
Yeah, because it's a major effort to load your bike, all your equipment, and plan the hours and hours needed to do this type of event.
So. Yeah, it took a few people, I mean, just to organize that. I mean, yeah, we had Francis Ignacio heading it, but there's a lot of people organizing it, and it took maybe a couple months, or I think actually 4 months, just to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and also with that, I mean, yeah, it's a Phil M Club here in Los Angeles, but we also invite other Phil M Clubs from Northern California, from San Diego, from Houston.
So there's other bike clubs, Phil M bike clubs around that
yes,
you affiliate
yes.
with, or is it all Adobo Velo? Or
no, they got their own club names.
Okay.
Like down in San Diego, it's Mira Mesa Cycling Club. Over at Fresno, they have Ciclista, I think. Ciclista, I think that's what it is. And then you have Luz Vimin over at Stockton. And then there's a few more, Maitropa out there. And then over at Houston, I think it's also Ciclista Houston.
Right.
So what it is. So, yeah, we keep in touch.
All right. Yeah, maybe you should form some kind of a network or statewide or even nationwide.
Yeah. It's a big thing. We try.
Is that in your mission statement or was there anything specific? Tell us a little bit about maybe the mission statement or anything.
Well, for mission statement in a way, basically, I mean, with the type of riders we have, it's more like, you know, for good health, I mean, for community involvement. Granted that there's other Phil M type of festivities going on out there, which I think there's one coming up down in San Pedro. There might be a fun ride. So right there, that's somewhat like a community involvement type.
Right. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, the Adobo Velo is going to be one of the host clubs for the upcoming June 21st Father's Day San Pedro Grand Prix. And they'll be providing a lot of volunteer help, as well as a couple of racers will be getting a chance to race, too. You do have some racers.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And you race yourself a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I
right?
do. Yeah, but I kind of slacked off a little bit on Chris.
Yeah, Wilson is a racer.
Yeah, Wilson Blass.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him for a while now. So I need to find out what's going on.
Right. Any other racers? Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar Sagalongas.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I think it's Sagalongas.
Sagalongas, okay.
Yeah, Oscar. He's a Cat 3. He loves to ride crits. Yeah, he's a local guy, and he races pretty strong.
I've seen him out there. He's really strong, yeah, definitely. I think he's done some triathlons too, right?
He did. I think he did before. I think when he was still in the Philippines, he did a lot of those races.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with some of our members too. We have triathletes.
Right. All right. And if I want to find out about Adobo, it's just adobovelo.com.
Oh, yes,
right?
adobovelo.com.
A-D-O-B-O, adobovelo.com. You guys recently had an election, and how did that go?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, last month we had a meeting, and our president before and the vice president said they had, you know, they did their time. I think it's about time to share the responsibilities or have new people, fresh people in. And then so we all decided, me as the moderator heading the meeting, we decided we had a group discussion. Okay, let's have nominations, and then we'll follow up with a voting. And the voting should have actually just started 2 days ago. Well, I think over that month, everybody decided that let's go ahead and finish this up.
All right, and so you have a president, vice president, secretary. So what happened?
Yeah, so here we go. Yeah, so they got me as the president of the club.
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you very much. And then we also had,
don't be so humble, Arden. Come on.
I don't know. It's my second day on the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also we had Dennis Grospe. Yeah, he's new to the club, but he's been strong. He's been big part of the club. He's
right.
He got promoted really quick. He's a vice president now.
All right.
Yeah, and then same thing with the treasurer. We have a new treasurer too.
So. Okay, good. Adobo Velo. Anything you want to add about Adobo Velo? Anybody want to call in and chat with Arden? 213-252-0998. I'm Brad House. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, and we talk about competitive cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Visit us at bikesportradio.us. Arden, anything you want to add about the club, Adobeville at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's invited. I mean, I heard there's a lot of riders checking out the website out there. But, yeah, come to our scheduled rides. They're all posted at the website. I mean, you can go on Tuesday nights over at Carson. Same thing on Thursday nights, but that's a little bit faster ride for everybody else. And also on Saturday mornings over at Liberty Park at Cerritos, we start around 7:30 in a way. We start showing up around 7 a.m.
Every Saturday?
Yes, every
Saturday.
Okay,
there you go. That's Liberty Park in Cerritos.
Yeah, and then we also have Sunday.
That's right on the bike path, right? There's
the
Sangiri River there. Is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Liberty Park is on off of Studebaker between
190th, I think. South Street and 190th.
Between South Street and 190th in Cerritos.
And then if you want to climb on hills, we have a group going up to GMR starting at Encanto Park, and that's at 7 o'clock in the morning. Too,
when will that be?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
That's GMR is Glendale Mountain Road?
Yes, yes.
That goes all the way up to Mount Baldy.
Yes.
That's like some 59,000 zillion feet or something.
Kind of like anywhere you want to go, Mount Wilson, whatever, little GMR.
That ride about 3 weeks ago. I did that ride. I hadn't done it in years, and my bike club convinced me to go on it with all the skinny little climbers, and I hated it. It was so steep. It's high altitude. But, you know, it was good for me. It's good for you. Anything that which does not kill you makes you stronger, I always believe. And,
Yeah. We got mountain goats, and that's the reason why we have a lot of people going out to, or a lot of members going out to the Ultra Century rides, too, just because of GMR. GMR is a big thing.
Yeah. All right. Glendora Mountain Road. Adobeville. So visit adobeville.com and... anything else you want to add, Arden? Or is
I think that's it.
To wrap it up here.
Yeah. I mean, the website's filled up. I mean, we have Astigs. Astigs means it's a slang in Tagalog. It means hardcore, actually. And you can see all the members out there.
Okay.
We've been doing a lot of big rides.
That's cool. Adobeville.com.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Arden.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. So, again, I'm Brad House here with Bike Sport Radio, and... phone number is 213-252-0998. We're just about to wrap it up here. We always give a little spiel at the end of our show for cyclists and motorists out there. And today's spiel is, what is vehicular cycling? And that is something that came out of a book I actually read called Effective Cycling. And I definitely endorse this book. Produced by John Forrester. It was authored by John Forrester. He's an engineer, cycling traffic engineer. JohnForrester.com for all the details. And his comment is that cyclists fare best when they act like and are treated like drivers of motor vehicles. So if you're out there driving your bike, you should drive your bike. That's exactly what you should do, because you fare best when you act like and are treated like a motorist. So, cyclists, drive your bike like a motor vehicle. Motorists, give those cyclists some consideration, and remember, drive your bike safely. I'm Brad House with Bikesport Radio. Thank you.